Real Business Owners.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 79 with myself, Trevor Cowley. As always, Kilo G.
What's up?
Guys, obviously today's episode is brought to you by Easier Accounting, where accounting gets easier. Make sure that you reach out to us if you have any questions or you need a new accounting firm. The one question that we get a lot in the DMs is, hey, do you service people outside of Utah? Do you business with people in Arizona or California mm-hmm. or New York or whatever? What you guys need to understand, with cloud-based accounting, we're all far more connected than what you even realize. We can do Zoom calls if you prefer face-to-face type stuff, things like that. So make sure that now that it's the end of the year mm-hmm. here, if you're in a little bit of a pickle, reach out to us if you have questions or concerns or you need some stuff cleaned up. I haven't gave ourselves a plug in quite a while, so I figured I'd plug the business
first. We do have clients in literally all 50 states.
Exactly.
And the longer you wait, the more difficult it is for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Not just you, your accountants as well.
Quit putting that shit off.
Get ahead of the game.
So, guys, today's topic is a great topic, and the reason why I know it's a great topic is because yesterday, I guess by the time you guys listen to it, it'll be a week or two old, but yesterday we made a post saying, you know, entrepreneurship is painful. You don't have to go at it alone. Reach out to us if you need anything. And we got an overwhelming response with that. My neck is literally still hurting this morning from looking down at my phone all day yesterday trying to keep up with the messages. And I would say the main theme of it was people are just like, how do I grow my business? You know, how do I build a brand? Or it's all catered towards, you know, building a company. How do I build a company? And one of the first questions I ask these individuals are, well, how long have you been in business? Mm-hmm. And it's not uncommon for the people that are asking those type of questions to be in business for only 6 months or a year and a half, I think was the oldest business that asked that question. And, you know, throughout our content over the last, you know, couple of years, we've been very transparent that this shit takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can't expect something that's going to change your life to happen within a 6 month period or a 1 year period. You know, there is a sacrifice period where you put yourself on the back burner and put the business first. In other words, you put yourself first, put your future first over right now. Right. And so that's the issue that I see most often with new entrepreneurs. They want what they want and they want it now,
mm-hmm.
right? And this whole thing is just a process. It's a process of trying a lot of different shit. And you can't really try everything that you need to try within 6 months to figure out what's going to work for your business, right? And so we've been at – how long have you been a business owner, Kel?
2006.
Since 2006. Mm-hmm. So he's been in the game – for almost a decade and a half. You know, here coming up probably in the next 6 or 8 months, it'll be 15 years in the game.
Right. And I don't really look at our companies like, oh, they're branded. Mm-hmm. Ah, we've arrived, right?
Yeah.
There's so much work to do. Like, I don't think people understand how big the world really is. Like,
yes.
we all live in our little bubbles,
yes.
right? Like,
yes.
you become one of the coolest companies maybe in your town.
Yeah.
Your town isn't shit. You know, it's like this tiny little bubble compared to what's really out there. Like a brand is Pepsi, Coca-Cola, where,
and how long
you know what I mean? You're servicing everyone in the nation, like by the thousands daily, you know what I mean? And I don't know how long they've been around. I guess we could Google and find out real quick, but a while.
50 you know? Plus years at least, right? Probably far more than that, right?
Yeah.
And so it's taken them a long time to build a brand.
Yeah.
I think Coca-Cola, they said they sold like a case or two in the first year.
Right.
Or something like that. There's a statistic out there or information out there. You guys can look it up. How many bottles of Coke did Coca-Cola sell in year one?
Right.
And it's very, very, very minimal. You got to understand, they're just trying to tell people to drink something outside of water, you
mm-hmm.
know, which was a new concept when they first broke into the beverage market, right?
Right.
And so whether it's a clothing brand or whatever else it may be, all the clothing brands that you probably recognize currently have been around for 20, 30 years.
Dude,
or
I
10
see,
plus years
I see,
at least.
I see ads pop up like every day now because I've bought on a few of them.
Yeah.
of like fitness brands, right? New fitness brands. There's like hundreds of thousands of new fitness brands that are popping up like every month now. Yeah. And some of them are badass. I'm like, dude, I want to try those shorts. So I buy them, right? And I like, but I don't know, man. Like the brand thing, I just feel like people shouldn't focus so much on the brand even in the first decade. Like I don't think it's a bad thing to visualize and want and reach for, but your focus should be really like, how can I make my business the best possible business right now? Like how can I service my customers the best right now? Like how can I build the best culture right now? You know, and the brand will create itself over time, like you're talking about,
if you're doing
long periods
of
time. The problem is so many people, they see social media. Everybody is getting things fast nowadays, right? They're getting they're getting even results fast. Like it's a lot easier, honestly, to market and advertise now than it was 10 years ago. We were a nationwide accounting firm before cloud-based accounting and before social media. And it was hard. We were faxing documents. We were, you know, printing our leads out and hand dialing them to call other business owners. And like, it was different. Right. And I don't know, man, everybody wants it right now because they're seeing the success online so quickly. But, and that's the other thing. You don't have to be a brand to be successful. Like you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month and really technically not be a brand.
Exactly.
Right. And so, but you got to really assess what your goals are, because a lot of people, they give up so quick, right? Like, even if they reach some success in their business, it's almost like before they even can come close to becoming a brand, they blow it up and start something new. Oh, cool. Yeah. I made, you know, a couple million bucks, you know, growing this fitness brand, and they blow it up somehow or sell it or whatever. And then they just go on to something else. Like, you know, you got to, if a brand is really what you're going after, dude, you're right. It's decades. Like the people that started Pepsi and Coca-Cola, like we talked about, probably aren't even around anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like GE, the people started GE are not around anymore. You know what I mean? Like the people are like, we only have what, 9 decades in our life?
Yeah.
So how many decades are we actually building some? Six?
I think the average life of
five
an individual
to six decades
is like 79 or 80 years old. So you've got 8 decades. Mm-hmm. And the first two decades.
That's if you start when you're freaking 10 years old, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So
you got, that's another thing. People want it now because they're like, people feel time running out all the time, right?
Yeah.
And so you're like, you've got 5 decades to really build something special, right?
Yeah.
And dude, it's like, I get it. Like, you want it now because you're not going to be on this earth forever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if you do want to build something that's going to outlive you, you got to do it right from the get-go. You can't be impatient like you're talking about.
Well, I think the issue is going into it expecting to build a brand
right
from day one, just as you talked about, rather than building a business.
Right.
A business can turn into a brand if it's operated properly.
Yeah.
So in some cases, the vision is maybe a little too big right off the bat, and it's okay to have a big vision, but then you have to focus on the micro shit, you know, on a day-to-day basis and run your business and see if eventually you can get it to the point of becoming a brand. And your decisions could be made on the fact that you want to become a brand. And if you're wanting to try to brand something like a clothing line or whatever it is, what you need to realize is that all of the decisions that you're going to make have to be, you know, one, geared towards today and the long term, which is a difficult and a delicate balance of being able to make decisions. But if you're building a brand, I would say that you're going to have to sacrifice even more than somebody that's building a business.
Right.
Right? You're going to have to take a backseat to taking money far more than you would on just building a business. Look at Jeff with Everbowl.
Yes.
He didn't start Everbowl expecting to blow it up into a franchise. He had a friend that had passed away with some health issues, and he wanted to find something that he was, one, passionate about, and secondly, something that he felt like he was doing to contribute to the community, and that had meaning to him, that had purpose to him. He was just setting up and starting a business.
Right.
Right. He had already made a little bit of money selling one of his businesses, and he moved on to that. And that was more of a passion or a purpose type project. And it's funny that he went into it like that. And then 5 years later, 6, 7 years later, there's people now coming to him because he opened 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 different stores or whatever it was. I think he opened like 15 or 16 stores, something like that, by himself.
Yeah.
And then it caught the attention of other people that had money. And then these individuals said, we want to turn this into a brand and we want to turn this into a franchise.
Right.
But he was making his daily decisions off of just building a business. A business if it's solid enough, could eventually convert to a franchise, or in other words, a brand.
Right.
But you have to focus on the minute. You got to focus on the day-to-day shit and operate your business properly.
Exactly. He's a great example, too, because, I mean, dude, what did he do in those first few stores that he opened? He figured out how to service the customer better. He figured out his messaging based on the reason he even started the company.
Yeah.
So he's not trying to appeal to every single person out there. Not everybody's going to love acai protein bowls, man.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to want that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't care about their health, but he is trying to appeal to people like that they care about their health.
Yeah.
People like us, people like me, we eat healthy. We care about our health. We care about our future. Those are that's the niche. That's the messaging, the people that he's like that he's catering to towards, and he's creating a community around it, right? And then not only that, but he's going in and figuring out how can I service these people the best, right? Because it was taking how many minutes for people to actually get their acai bowl, right? And so
he
figured out,
now
I got to fix my systems and processes. I've got to actually pre-make this and this flavor and that flavor. I got to add these toppings. I got to make it more accessible. I need to get people their bowl within 5 minutes so that they don't leave the store if they're waiting in line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he started figuring out all those systems and processes and his messaging to build something great. And now it's in a position for him to blow it up, right? It will become a big brand nationwide. I mean, it's already starting to take over state over state. And he's on track. But if you asked him, he probably wouldn't be like, oh, dude, yeah, that's my brand. Like, it's officially branded, right?
Yeah.
It is a brand.
Yeah.
Our company, Easier Accounting, is a brand, but it's not this mega brand that we want it to become yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And so it does, man. It takes a lot of time, but it takes time on focusing in the right areas. Like, how are you going to make this something that people want to choose?
Mm.
Over anything else out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you gonna service them the best possible way so that they continue to want to come back and it becomes their thing, right?
Yeah.
Like Pepsi and Coke. Oh, you're a Pepsi family? I'm a Coke family.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Budweiser drinker? I'm a Coors Light drinker. You know, like
Chevy.
People make it
Ford,
part of their identity, right? They're like, oh, I'm a Coke guy.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I'm a Ford guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Chevy guy, right? Like they're creating that sense of like, oh, like that's who I am.
It's
people like me
identity.
Buy this because of X or Y or because I am who I am. And it's almost like a weird big sense of identity and belonging. And so
something.
And so that's where people's focus, I feel like, needs to be, is like, quit having your eye on the prize of like, I'm going to build this big brand and whatever. Like, have your eye on like, man, how am I going to service my people the best? How am I going to create this culture? How am I going to create this messaging in order to really kick ass at something? And then the branding will happen over time if you focus on those areas, I think.
How do you make it meaningful to other people? You know, a brand is meaningful to somebody else, right? You know, so if you have a clothing brand, what is the tagline that makes it meaningful to somebody else? Most people just want to build a brand for one reason, one reason only, to get rich.
Exactly.
And they're doing it wrong because they're only focusing on themselves and they're only focusing on what they can gain out of it. And that's why they want the brand.
Right.
If I told them, hey, I'd give you $100 million right now for your business, or you could be branded and everybody knows your name, but you're only going to get 50 million. What would you rather have? Right? They're probably going to choose the 100 million. They wouldn't care if people know who they are because they're really doing it for one reason and one reason only, and they want the money.
Right.
That's the main motivator behind starting a business or a brand for most people. Right.
Yeah.
But what I want you guys to understand is, in 6 months, in 12 months, in 2 years, you're not going to be able to test and try enough things to know what's going to work for your business.
Right.
You know, we've been at the accounting game for many, many years.
We're still shifting systems and processes.
And we still evolve. We're still growing. And as you grow, the systems and processes will change and grow with your business. But, you know, you've always have to have the lab coat on. You've always got to be testing new ways to get your service or your product out to market, right? Like some people, it might be social media. Some people, maybe it's networking at events. Some people might be doing affiliate stuff, or, you know, having somebody else sell their product or service or whatever it may be and give that individual commission, almost kind of like an MLM type model, right? There's so many different ways to slice it and dice it. But the reality is a lot of people just do the bare minimum. You know, they'll set up an Instagram page or a Facebook page. They'll make their posts each day, but they're not really spending money to get their name out there in front of people. And if they're spending something, it's very little. Why? Because they're looking at the ROI on the investment, the return on investment. And so if I spend $100 on social media trying to market, you know, something or put ads out there for my clothing brand or just my business in general, and I look at the return and there's really not a whole lot of returns, I might just kill that ad.
Right.
Now, in reality, in terms of actually building a brand is about the long term.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really just – your sole focus is building a brand, then – that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You have to just get in front of people, even if they're not buying, and you get in front of them enough times. Just as Kel said, he's passed some of these athletic wear type clothing companies many times on Facebook, but then it's in front of him in the right moment when he's buyer ready or when he's bored sitting on his couch and he just got done with a workout. It's like, man, I just need a new pair of shorts, or I'm about to go on a trip. I'd like some new workout shorts or
right.
whatever it is, right? And so you catch people in different moments. Your ad might have been in front of people and it just wasn't the right moment and they liked your service or they liked your product, but you haven't been in front of them enough. They're not familiar enough with the product or the service. In some cases, they're going to have to see it 3, 4, 5, 6 times
yep.
before they make a purchase,
mm-hmm.
right? So if all you're doing is just analyzing your return on investment just on one ad, you know, it's just not going to tell you the entire story, right? So what you guys need to understand is we could have got frustrated. Hey, why aren't we able to build a brand? Why isn't Real Business Owners taking off on social media on day one or whatever it is? Or when we first started social media with Easier Accounting, I think
yeah.
we spent $30,000 or $35,000 and failed our way to figuring out what doesn't work.
Right.
And the only thing that's left is what does work, right?
Yeah.
So that was my tuition to figure out how to use social media in the right way mm-hmm. to ultimately grow a following.
And not only that, man, but like...
And it took a while.
It really is all about messaging too. Like you need to really hone in on who you're even trying to appeal to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we were just an accounting firm trying to appeal to every business owner to get accounting clients.
Yeah.
But when we honed in on like, no, dude, we want to actually work with people like us.
Yeah.
That are trying to grow in business, no matter yeah. what level they're at, whether they're just starting or they're small trying to go to medium or they're mm-hmm. medium trying to go to large. Like
yeah.
they care about their personal development. They care about their growth, the people that are within their culture, like
self-improvement,
the people like
yeah.
us, right? So that's what we did is we realigned like, who do we really want to work with?
Yeah.
Who do we want to actually have as a client?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think people need to do too to go to the next level is, you know, like, you know, I buy First Form
yeah.
products
yeah.
because I align with their messaging. I, you know, I'm a guy that buys First Form products. I don't even look at other like nutrition brands
yeah.
really anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's what you want to do. I mean, too many people are just throwing an ad out there trying to make a sale and it works. Like I've bought some
yeah,
fitness
of
shorts,
of course.
Right? That are like, whatever, but like look at Lululemon or something. They've built a brand like people proudly wear, like, wow,
yeah.
I'm a Lululemon guy.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that's what people got to do too is like rather than just, you do got to test and you got to go through that process of elimination like we've talked about a lot, but you definitely need to make your messaging a huge part of that.
Yeah.
You need to figure out like who are you even trying to like make a movement
yeah.
in? Like what niche of people, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
if you're a real techie guy, like real smart, like programmer, you probably use an Android. If you're an everyday guy, business, just networking, and or an average Joe, you want simplified, you probably have an Apple iPhone.
Yeah.
Right? And so they're appealing to their niche, right? They
And that's a great point. What you guys need to understand is Kel listened to, you know, Andy Frisella's podcast. He knows that Andy owns First Form. And he was vibing with the message. And so by default, he now turned into a customer of First Form because of the messaging, right? Because, again, he aligns with that individual. And so what did we do? We started a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they ultimately turned Kel into a customer through a podcast, right? Because they want to appeal to people just like them. And the information that they give out is information that they're passionate about.
Right.
The information that we give out, we're passionate about it.
Yeah.
And so we're connecting with a lot of people that are very like-minded. And you want to work with people that are like-minded, somebody that you vibe with, right? And so we figured out, you know, through a podcast, one, we could serve other people in terms of just giving them valuable information. You know, and most entrepreneurs are self-help or self-improvement type people. I think that the entrepreneurs that get stuck are the individuals that aren't trying to seek any self-help or self-improvement because they're so focused on their business and in trying to improve their business that they put themselves to the wayside, and they're not an individual of value trying to operate a business because they're just stuck in, you know, maybe a consumer mindset for the first year or two when they're first starting a business. And then they have to change that mindset to like, okay, well, if I have a consumer mindset, what do I vibe with? What are some of the things that would feel good to me in terms of branding or messaging or whatever it is? Like, look, a t-shirt is a t-shirt is a t-shirt.
Right.
But look, I'm wearing a First Form t-shirt right now.
Yeah.
You know, it has the core values on the back, right?
Right.
This is something that I align with. And when I wear that shirt, it has some meaning behind it. It has integrity behind it. It has character behind it. It has a lot of these different layers behind it of what I think that company is.
Yeah.
And I can wear the shirt proudly because I know what they represent.
Exactly.
Right? And so the idea is, what do you represent? You know, who are you? Who are you catering to? And a lot of people need to switch gears and maybe make their company more of a customer service type company rather than a transactional type company where it's like, oh, Kale buys a shirt. Okay, cool. Are you writing a thank you card? Are you reaching out to them, calling them, hey, did you receive that?
Yeah.
How do you like it? Does it fit well? What's your feedback? You're not getting feedback from the people that are spending money with you. And they might love something about the shirt or the clothes, but they might not like something. And you can utilize your customer base as almost like
a marketing tool.
A marketing tool or guinea pigs, right, to teach you. What's that when they bring people into a focus group,
right?
And they talk about a product or they, you know, and they record it so that they can give that information back to the entrepreneur and saying, this is the feedback that we're getting from these people that don't know your brand, and this is the messaging that they received when they just looked at your brand.
Yeah.
So that's what focus groups are about. And you can create your own focus group by communicating with your customers.
Yeah.
Asking them what you could have done different. Could you got the clothes out quicker? Could you? But the reality is I think people are just, it's all about transaction. It's not about experience.
Right.
They're not creating any sort of unique experience. They bought a shirt. They get a shirt. Cool.
The best mega brands out there, man, aren't really closing people off of ads. They're closing people off of their customers.
Yeah.
They're closing. It's the word of mouth. It's the feeling of like belonging to something that it's like people like us, right? Like, you know, I wear First Form because I'm not a comfort seeker. I listen to the Real Business Owners podcast and work with those guys because I'm not a comfort seeker. I'm someone that goes above and beyond. I believe in stretching my vision. I believe in going, you know, to the next level. And so, you know, that's our messaging, right? And that's what people align with. That's what people want to work with us. And that's who we want to work with too. And that's what big brands do. And then by default, what happens? That customer says, oh, well, I work with these guys, man, because this and that and blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, damn, dude, maybe I should check them out because I feel like I'm someone like that too, right? Yeah. And then that's how things spread by like wildfire, man. Look at 75 Hard, bro. When we were in Arete a couple years ago, nobody knew about it. In fact, hardly anyone even in the group was doing it. Now people that don't even know Andy are doing it and buying his book.
Yeah.
They have no idea who he even is. And then they do, and they're like, okay, this changed my life. This is who I am. Then they buy his products too, right? Because they align with it. And so that's what you've got to focus on if you really want to become that big mega brand, is pay your dues, put in the time, like you're saying, Shrub. But it's a long time.
It's a long time.
And there are going to be moments where you're like, I don't want to fucking do this anymore.
Yeah.
I've been going through that lately, dude. I'm like, oh my God, I don't even want to be around people. Like, cause I got my own shit I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
But it's like, I can consciously come back to be like, no, man, like I've got to stick with this. I'm committed to it because I was committed to it from day one. Your commitment has to be so unwavering that you're going to get through those times where you want to just
walk away. Yeah,
you know, and you're going to go through that several times over at least a decade
before
you actually have that very proud brand that you want.
Yeah, without a doubt, what Kel just said is 100% accurate. You know, there's many times where it's just like the bigger and bigger that we get, the stress is, you know, you're playing at a whole new level.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're playing in a championship game every single fucking day.
Yeah.
And when you're playing in a championship game, you know, the stress is at an all-time high. When you're talking about, you know, doing $12, $13, $14 million in revenue and wanting to grow it to $20 million, like, we're playing a completely different game that's freaking just crazy stressful.
Right.
Okay, you guys are stressed also, maybe in the startup phases because of lack of money, but wait till you have a staff of 45, 50 people and that you're managing people. And right when you get a system or process dialed in, then somebody quits or leaves or, you know, somebody's not carrying the weight. Now you've got to manage 45 different people or 50 different people.
Yeah.
We're managing multiple different companies. We're managing social media. I mean, we've got so much different shit going on.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of times where it's just like, fuck. Like, I just don't want to show up today.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to fucking take a day or two and just not show up, right? And just relax.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, how I justify that is I'm like, you know what? There's a lot of people, one, would like to be in this situation. And secondly, I know the old me would love to have been in this situation. And how so I look powerful. At it is like, I look at it like the force of average.
Yeah.
Like, basically, look, dude, my brain's now starting to play tricks on me. I'm starting to get to a level where we're making like incredibly good money and we're doing well financially. But with that, it comes at a cost, and it comes at the cost of mass amounts of stress, you know.
Yes.
And I'm telling you right now, you have to be in it for the long haul, and you're going to have the feelings of quitting and giving up a million fucking times throughout the process. Even when you are making good money, the stress level's at an all-time high, and you're still going to be like, fuck, you know, maybe making 100 or 200 don't sound so bad as long as I'm not having to deal with all this shit, right?
Yeah.
And because of that, you know, me and Kel have talked, and we're talking about continuing to invest into things to where it's just passive income, to where we can get to the point where we have 10, 20, 30 grand coming in just passively, where we're not having to take on the same amount of stress that we take on now on a day-to-day basis. Obviously, that's not near the money that we currently make, but we would continue to make that money as well, plus have the passive income that just is mailbox money, so to speak, right?
Yeah, but you got to be smart with your money. You got to create good financial habits. But even when you hit that point, I don't care if you just have investments paying you 50 grand a month and you're like, dude, you know what? My nut's covered. I can stay home. Yeah, you're just not the type of person that's going to go back to being mediocre.
Yeah.
You're just not.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, and that's
you may try it, and then you're going to drive yourself up the wall crazy.
Yeah.
It's like our biggest blessings are also our biggest curses.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we're
so
super
true.
Motivated, we're super, you know, that's all great and dandy. And that's a huge blessing that we have this specific drive to want to build something special, something huge, something not a lot of people have been able to do. But at the same time, that's also a curse because there's a lot of sacrifices that also come with that, a lot of stress that comes with that. And so, again, your biggest blessing can be your biggest curse at the same time. And if I walked away from something, I know within 1 or 2 weeks, I'd be like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, I'm itching to get back. It's almost when Corona first hit, you know, it was like we didn't get to travel and it was kind of nice for a second. But like month two or three, you're like, man, I'm fucking itching to
will
and
deal.
Like, I need to fucking take a trip and close a deal or something, you know, and see people. And so what you guys need to realize is even First Form itself, Andy's very transparent about it. He made like 52 or 53,000 in total. In the first 10 years.
Right.
He's been in the game now 21 or 22 years, and now he's built a brand, right?
He paid more sacrifices than most people are willing to.
He said, I think it was like year 12 or something like that, he had panic attacks, and he wrote an email to his business partner and his brother stating that he was going to step down and walk away from the business or something like that because he just couldn't handle it. And you got to understand, we can look at this guy now that's doing $300 million or $400 million or whatever he's doing in revenue with First Form. I know it's around that number, could be a little bit greater now, but this is an individual that's doing that now, and you look at him like, holy shit, nothing can faze him. Nothing can slow him down. Nothing's going to get to him mentally, but he's been very open that it did.
Mm-hmm. And does
sometimes. And still does.
Right.
You got to understand, it's completely normal. Yeah,
right.
Every individual that's building a business is human. And the whole point of the podcast is we go off on different tangents and things like that, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, guys, don't expect to build something special, something great, something life-changing in 6 months or 1 year or 2 years. Have you tried everything that you could possibly try? Have you reached out to influencers and asked them to partner with you on, you know, some sort of marketing campaign? Have you spent money on social media? And when I say spend money, I'm talking about not $100 or $200. I'm talking about doing it consistently for 2 or 3 or 4 years to the point where you figure out what doesn't work and what does work. And you always got to mess with your ad settings and things like that, so that you're putting yourself in a situation to figure out what really does work. You can't just do a different ad with the same ad settings and expect it to hit. If you did 10 ads with the same ad settings and it's just not hitting, maybe it's not the ad. Maybe it's the ad settings. Maybe you're not targeting the right age group or the right demographic, male or female, or specific states that if you sell clothing that appeals to surfers, maybe you should be focused on California and Florida or wherever the surfers are or whatever it may be. But you guys have to be trying every possible thing that you could try. We've tried Google ads. We've tried Facebook ads. We've tried Instagram ads. We've sponsored events and different seminars and masterminds, you know, and spent 10 grand to have an influencer talk about easier accounting on stage, saying, hey, you guys need to get your accounting in order, work with these guys. We've tried you know, affiliate stuff, reaching out to other people that do business loans. Hey, if you're doing business loans and you're working with business owners, why don't you refer them to us for accounting and we can give you a kickback? We've tried, you know, this, setting up a podcast saying it's brought to you by Easier Accounting. You know, it's a matter of just basically emptying out your pockets in terms of everything that could be a possibility to try. You have to try to see ultimately what works for your business.
Right.
You know, some of our businesses can kill it off of Facebook, like 60-day credit repair, where we generate 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 leads a week, however many leads we need to scale that business. There's another company where we have to fly around all over the place, the United States, and meet with different sales companies and try to get them to refer us leads and they get a commission back. Then there's Easier Accounting, where we go more of the social media approach, where you guys know us, like us, and trust us, to where then when you're ready to try a new accounting firm, or if you're just in the beginning stages and you don't have the money to pay an accountant yet, but by year two or three you're doing well and you're ready for an accountant to come take over your bookkeeping or whatever it is, that we're top of mind.
Right.
And so, again, we're playing the long game.
Right.
You know, in the first 6 months or 12 months of starting this Instagram page or the podcast, did we see massive success of people reaching out to us? No.
Not at all.
In terms of, you know, wanting to work with us. But now we get messages all the time. Hey, you know, I need a tax plan, or hey, I want to make sure I'm structured properly. Hey, can you switch my LLC over from an LLC to be taxed as an S corp? We just did that with somebody just the other day. Now at this point, years into it, we're starting to get those messages more and more frequently. And that's this podcast and that Instagram page is definitely serving our business. I'm not going to lie about it. You know, we definitely appreciate any of you guys that are listening that we currently work with. We value that more than you guys even know. But the idea was just to go into it being authentic and genuine, trying to give good information and vibe with people that are on the same type of path that we're on. And then just let the chips kind of fall where they may. You have to do something that's genuine, something that's meaningful, and you have to give something prior to ever getting something. And I don't think enough people do that, because, again, they're just looking at, you know, let's put an ad out and let's get. And it's a very one time. You know, if I owned a T-shirt brand and I love the brand and it has good messaging, I would probably, instead of charge, you know, $20 for a shirt, maybe charge $30 for a shirt, and they get a second one free to give to a homie.
Right.
Because my homies probably think like me too, and maybe have some of the same beliefs as me. Yeah. And I want to get to their friends and get my shirt on their friends' back as well, so that they can have a little group of, oh, dude, you and Trev, you guys have that same shirt. That's dope.
Yeah.
You know, and their people are starting to see now two of the homies have this exact same shirt. So maybe somebody else is going to be like, dude, where'd you get that? Because then now they're seeing it multiple times on multiple people's back, right? So you have to get creative and give something.
It's true. You do. Like 90% of the books I've read on business have all hit on that very hard, you know, and a lot of people, I don't think, really fully understand it until they and I didn't either.
Yeah.
I'm still learning about it. Right. Like, you know, like you have to be a giver in order to get.
Yeah.
Right. And the most successful people do that. But it's not like, oh, well, I give this much money to charity every year. No, like you're giving to
your customer,
your cause, you know, like Facebook started because he wanted to give college kids something to connect.
Yeah.
He wanted to give something to a community, right? Yeah. And then boom, look at this thing. It's turned into a massive marketing platform. And so you got to think of like the ways that you are giving. Some of the best businesses, the owners, the CEOs, they write content and books to give their education, give their gift of their stories to their people to in return receive that business from them. I mean, there's so many different ways of giving that you need to look at, right? Not just giving money to people in need, right? Like sometimes that's actually harmful. You're just giving to somebody who's really just going to take it for granted and go maybe – you know, blow it on a bad habit, right? Yeah. And so, you know, like you got to understand a little bit more about that, about giving, right? And so all these books hit on that. Napoleon hit like Think and Grow Rich hits on that heavily, right? Yeah. And so it's true, man. I'm glad you hit on that because that's what your kind of your goal needs to be is like, what can I give to this audience, you know, in order to really build something great?
Yeah. If you own a plumbing company, when they call you to, you know, switch out a pipe or a leak, fix a leak or whatever – any plumbing company can do that. For the most part, you're not going to create a lot of loyalty because I'll call three or four and the first person that gets out gets the job. Yeah. But if one of those individuals that comes out and does the job does something just a little bit different, creates a little bit different of an experience and shows some sort of appreciation for the transaction, you know, I'm going to call that individual again and again and again.
Exactly.
Which I did.
Let's say that plumber came in and was like, hey, man, let me show you what happened and why this leak actually happened and why this got damaged in return. And let me show you how you can avoid that in the future. You just gave them like a playbook of like how this problem can never happen again. Whereas maybe another plumber would have come in and just said, hey, you're all fixed up. Here's your quote.
Yeah.
You know, one guy gave you a quote and you took your money. The other guy gave you a path of how to not have this happen anymore. So when anything else goes wrong, you're naturally going to call that guy that actually went above and beyond to actually give you something of value on top of just, hey, here's your fix.
Or if I owned an air conditioning company, just replaced an air conditioning unit and it cost the customer $5,000 or $6,000 for a new unit, maybe I give them, you know, 5 or 10 air filters at zero cost and say, hey, you know, I want to make sure that your unit, you know, is running and functioning properly. And the best way to do that is make sure that the airflow is there. And what I want you to do is make sure that you're changing out your air filters every 3 months or every 6 months or whatever it is. And I wanted to gift these to you just to make sure that we get you started on the right foot.
No, exactly.
You know, or maybe that individual could create a text message software where they remind them and text that customer every 3 months. Hey,
there
just an update. Just change your air filter. You know, and it's
something
on
that hardly costs you anything. It's a business owner.
Dude, it really doesn't cost anything because it's very, very minor. A few $100. You can find these programs where you can have this text message software. You can pre-program it to go out every 3 months. Just a simple reminder.
Yeah.
Now, if they have anything else that goes wrong, they're going to obviously call you. If they have friends that have issues, they're going to say, Kel, you have to call these guys. These guys are incredible. They do this. You know, it's not the big shit that matters. The big shit is replacing the unit.
Yeah.
It's the little teeny things around that you can do to make it a little bit different of an experience that eventually gets you to the point where you're starting to build a real business that can eventually convert to a brand. But what I want you guys to understand, because of all the messages that we received yesterday of people being in business for 6 months or 12 months, you haven't tried enough shit.
Yeah.
You don't know what works for your business because you're not trying enough shit.
Yeah.
You're doing the basics. You know, when I say, do you use social media? Some people are like, yeah, I post on my social media every single day and I'm just not getting posting on your social media about what you do every single day with your 300 followers or 1,000 followers or 2,000 followers. That's not going to get it done. Mm-hmm. You've got to get in front of new eyeballs. They've already seen your posts every single day for the last 6 months. If they're not calling you because you're just posting a picture of an air conditioning unit that's at a 10% discount this month, they're going to call you when they have the need. But secondly, you have to figure out how to get in front of people that have that need right now.
Right.
It's true. You're getting in front of people for the long term, which is building more of a brand, but also hybrid, you're getting in front of people that might need your service or need what you offer currently. And so I would suggest and recommend you guys to quit being fucking cheapskates.
Right.
Dig into your pockets a little bit. Make some more of those sacrifices that we've been talking about for a better future.
Yeah.
Is it really a sacrifice or is it just basically doing the right thing in order to have a better life?
Right.
Right? We sometimes confuse the right thing with sacrifice. And in some cases, you got to take a step backwards in life in order to take two steps forward. That's part of the process. But don't have your actions be different than what you say you want. You say you want to build a brand, but you're not spending any money on trying to get it in front of people. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to get word of mouth marketing and sell it to your friends and family. Newsflash, your friends and family aren't going to fucking support you to the point where you're hyper successful.
Yeah.
Unless you, you know, are polygamous or something and you have 18,000 brothers and sisters, you know. But
even they don't do that.
Yeah,
dude, even that,
yeah. Yeah, they won't either. They'll put your ass on a roof and build a roof or something, you know. But guys, you need to be going about things the right way so you don't put yourself in situations of frustration.
Yeah.
You know, in 6 months, when people start a business, they're going through a honeymoon phase and it's going to be the best business in the whole world. It's going to be so awesome. That's all fine and dandy. And then you get into it and then reality hits. It's not as – the people don't think it's as awesome as you think it is because it's not their baby. It's not their business like it is your baby and your business. But how can you have them see it like it is their baby or their business, so to speak, in terms of the messaging? And do you create a community around your brand? Do you mm-hmm. – if you have a clothing brand, do you have a closed Facebook group about that brand and the messaging with that brand?
Most likely, you know? If you're in your first year or two of business, you're still figuring that out. Mm-hmm. But that is something that should be a huge part of your focus is like – who do I want to serve? What can I give, you know, that other people and my competitors aren't giving?
Yeah.
Like you should be focused on figuring these things out in that first year or two. And you should accept exactly what Trevor's saying of like, the abundance of wealth isn't going to be here right now.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be here for a while.
Be okay being okay.
These are
okay.
The things I need to be focused on long term, figuring out, putting intent into, being willing to sacrifice in order to have something special in the long run.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember first year in business, you know, when I became partners with Kel, I ended up paying a little bit more in tax, made, you know, about the same amount of money on year one that I did as a sales rep. But I was taking on more stress, you know, watching the bank accounts a lot more, operating a business, making the same money I was just as a 9-to-5 type sales rep.
Right.
But yet I was showing up at like 8 o'clock, first one to open, turn the lights on, last one to leave, wondering if one day this is all going to be worth it, if it's all going to pay off. And I think that's really what it boils down to is people are just asking themselves, is this really going to be worth it? Is it really going to pay off?
Yeah.
You know, and you have to be okay not seeing results for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years in order to really build something of value and something that could take care of you for a long period of time. You know, if Andy made a decision to walk away from First Form in the first 5 years, 7 years, 8 years, he wouldn't be where he is today. He wouldn't be the individual that we all know him as today. You know, he might have went off and got a regular job and just kind of settled, so to speak.
Yeah.
But he was okay because he was building something that meant a lot to him. He enjoyed what he was doing. And so you have to get to the point to where you're okay with the purpose of building something big and something special with the long-term goal in mind and not sitting there looking at today's numbers, getting frustrated that you're not getting where you wanted to go in such a short time frame. Guys, give something special time. Nothing that's really, really going to change your life will happen overnight. Mm-hmm. That's instant gratification. And with instant gratification, you're going to freaking, you know, be on a mini high and then you're going to fall off the cliff real quick because you'll look back in a week or two, oh man, maybe I shouldn't have bought that, or maybe I shouldn't have done that, or whatever it is, right? And so give your business the time that it needs to grow, right? You can plant the seed in the ground, you can water it all you fucking want, but as much as you want it to happen, it doesn't mean it's just going to grow that much quicker. You know, the process for that plant is the process for the plant. One plant might fucking sprout in 2 weeks. One might take 2 years. I don't know. Yeah. There's the bamboo shit. Bamboo story that grows like super fast after 10 years of being in the ground, right? That's really the idea of building a brand. It's not seeing a whole lot of results. And then on year 10, you know, it starts catching fire. You're going to have overnight success at one point, but it might be 10 years into it.
That's true, man. If you're not willing to wrap your mind around that right now, then what you're doing is what 95% of other people do, which is you're looking for a shortcut. You're looking for a get-rich-quick scheme. You're looking for, you know, like you said, instant gratification. And the bottom line is that's a mental midget mindset.
It is.
You have to wrap your head around, like, the long game if you really want success. Because when you chase the quick buck, it don't last.
It don't work.
100% of the time, it doesn't last. That's why you see all the lottery winners go broke after freaking 5 years.
They say fast money builds ego, slow money builds character.
Right.
And so
perfectly said.
The idea behind it is the entire way through building a business, you should be focused on the business and yourself.
Right.
That's one thing that we're doing very, very well at this day and age is we're really focused on us and the business. We understand that we're the operators of the business. This business will only get as big as what we get in terms of our mindset, right?
Right.
Because we could have got to the point of having a goal of doing $5 million a year and then just been very good with that and said, you know what, we're doing really well. We're doing better than everybody else or whatever it is. But again, when you're always focused on self-improvement, your vision begins to grow as well as the business continues to grow. And so the individuals that are 6 months, 12 months, or 18 months into their business, how much time have you really focused on you and becoming a better version of yourself? My guess is you haven't.
Right.
My guess is that you're neck deep in your business and you feel like that you don't have time to focus on you because your business isn't making money and you need to figure out how your business is going to make money. Mm-hmm. So you put yourself off to the wayside. You are the individual operating your business, and if you're not an individual value, how can you bring the business enough value for it to ultimately be successful? It's just not going to happen. So start doing all the things that you need to do and do them right. Right? Don't just kind of half-ass your way through self-improvement stuff. Like if you're going to read something, study it instead of read it, right? If you're going to commit to a challenge or commit to going into a network group or an entrepreneurship group, or if you're going to commit to, you know, starting a marketing campaign, commit to it for a long enough period of time so that it can give you enough data to determine whether or not it's really valuable.
Right.
Quit judging things on such a small scale. Your business ain't worth shit right now because you haven't done shit with it. In order to do shit with it, it's gonna take time. The whole world's not gonna know you exist in 6 months or in 12 months. And a lot of people, just yesterday, when I went out to lunch, I was driving through a parking lot and somebody was waving at me and I rolled my window down and she's like, oh, sorry, I thought I knew who you were. And because I have my sunglasses on, my hat on or whatever. And she goes, oh, I do know you. Hey, Trevor, how you doing? I need to get with you for accounting.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that she knew that we owned an accounting firm.
Right.
I didn't even know that she knew what we were up to. But 5 or 6 years into Easier Accounting, right, all of a sudden now people are starting to become aware of who we are and what we do. And I run into somebody in a parking lot that I haven't really even seen since high school.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I need to get with you. Because she's helping addicts, right? She has like a program where she's helping drug addicts. And she's like, congratulations on, what is it, like 7 or 8 years? And I'm like, on what? Like, I thought she was talking about the business or what? She's like, being clean. I'm like, it's like 12 or 13. I don't know. I stopped counting.
Yeah.
You know, so there's these people that eventually will notice the stuff that you're doing over a long period of time that make it feel as though that you're taking your business serious. In the first 6 months, people might have thought that we were jokes. You know, like, who are these guys starting an accounting firm? Who are these guys thinking that they could do this? Who do these guys think that they're Tony Robbins or, you know, somebody trying to give motivational, inspirational content? Mm-hmm. Again, it's time that ultimately determines how serious we are and how serious other people take us.
Exactly.
Right? And so after a long period of time and consistency, all of a sudden people are like, holy shit, these guys are doing it and they're real. They're taking this shit serious and they're actually building something. I want to align with these guys.
Right.
But in the first 1 or 2 years, the people that know you from school or know you in your local community, they're watching from afar thinking that you're a joke.
Right.
And they're waiting for you to pull the plug and fail on that business. And then after 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years of consistency, those individuals are like, holy shit, these guys are really doing something. I want to get behind them and support them. I need to reach out to them. They know what the hell they're doing or what they're talking about.
That's exactly what
happens. And it takes fucking time.
Yeah.
We've had people reach out to us and say, man, I first started watching your guys' videos. I'm like rolling my eyes. Who do these guys think they are? And he's like, when I actually started listening, it's like you guys were speaking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people won't give you the time of day initially,
right?
Because they're basically analyzing whether or not you're a joke,
right,
or whether you're somebody that's a real fucking business owner.
They're hating.
They do. You got haters, whether you know them or not.
You've been
got
a hater too, right? Like we go through that shit.
Yeah.
You know? I've been a hater, and then I've been hated on.
Yeah.
You have to expect that. You know, just make that a part of your plan of something to get through. And even at next level success, you'll have less haters, but you still have them.
Dude, like 2 days ago, a guy that I went to high school with came up to me. He's like, dude, I've been listening to you guys' shit. It's really good. Mm-hmm. And he was living in China for a period of time. He just like moved back to St. George.
Yeah.
And he listens to the podcast. He's like, dude, you guys are doing some cool shit. Dude, that's badass. But again, That's over a period of time in consistency. So we're talking about giving your business time. Give your business consistency before you expect a result. I'm telling you right now, if you commit to something for a long enough period of time, it's not a matter of if it's going to be successful. The real question is when it will be successful. Is it year exactly. 3? Is it year 6? Is it year 9? I don't fucking know. Because I don't know, one, how much money you're spending, how much time you're spending, and how many things that you're trying. You have to basically jump from one strategy to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, mm-hmm. until you're like, holy shit, this is the one. And you're probably going to blow through 4 or 5 different ways to try to market your business that don't work, okay, in order to find the one that does. But when you find the one that does, you can double, triple, quadruple down on that, and then you're scaling a business. Then you're talking about building a potential brand,
right?
But you've got to get past the first 1, 2, 3 years of having the lab coat on, testing fucking everything that you possibly can to get to know your business a little bit better and what areas or ways of marketing connect with the type of people that you're trying to connect to. If I'm a business owner, I'm trying to connect with other business owners, maybe I try LinkedIn first because that's where a lot of business owners are. Try LinkedIn marketing, right? If I'm trying to get to consumers, maybe Facebook marketing, then go to Instagram, then try YouTube. You should be trying everything and anything that you possibly can and reach out to people that know what they're doing, it's just a process of elimination, but you can't have a process of elimination within the first 6 months. That just means you haven't just tried enough shit.
Right.
The 1 or 2 things that you've tried, yeah, they're not working. Great. So shift gears. If anything, that's a good thing. You know that what you're doing isn't working. So now you can crumble that up, throw it in the trash, flush it down the toilet, and move on to the next strategy. But don't start judging your business in 6 months, in 12 months, in 18 months. It's just not going to work.
Right.
Okay? Because if you start judging the business that soon, you're going to get frustrated, you're going to get upset, you're going to go through struggles, and then you're going to quit on your business.
Right.
You know, and even when you get to the levels that we're at, you're still going to be stressed. You're still going to have struggles, and you're still going to want to quit and give up on your business. It just never stops. That there's always a negative side of your brain and the positive side of your brain. Some mornings you wake up ready to fucking take on the world. Some mornings you wake up and you're like, I don't want to get out of fucking bed.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's completely normal. Guess what we do? We still get out of fucking bed, even the days that we don't want to get out of bed. That's just what we do as entrepreneurs. We do the shit that other people aren't willing to do so we can have what they don't have. That's just the way that we play. That's the life that we chose. That's the game that we're in. See it fucking through. You don't start a game of Monopoly just because you're down a little bit and walk away from it. Finish the fucking game.
Yeah.
Finish your game.
And you're going to constantly judge your business from start to finish, no matter how long you're in this game. But you can't judge based like looking at other people's results. You can't judge looking at I don't know.
So if we started a supplement company today and we judged it in 2 years and we were comparing ourselves to First Form after 22 years, that's not a proper comparison.
Right.
How much money did they invest into that business to get it to $300 to $400 million a year in revenue?
Yeah.
How much? They probably invested hundreds of millions of dollars over the course of the last 22 years with influencer marketing, with branding and this, that, the other, right? And so
I can't
compare that.
You can't logically judge the results of where you're at right now is what I'm trying to say.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? At 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 5 years even. You can't logically judge where you're at right now on if like it's all going to be worth it.
That's like judging a baby.
Right now.
That's
or
like
why isn't it worth it right now, right?
That's like trying to judge a baby in the first 6 or 12 months. Like, are they going to be a good kid? I don't fucking know. You know, they just scream, cry, burp, fart, poop,
yeah.
You know, keep me up at night, you know, all of that stuff. But, you know, again, we don't judge specific things in a short time frame, but some things we do judge in a short time frame. Going into things with a proper expectation and being willing to be okay not seeing success in the first 1, 2, 3 years, because your goal in going into business isn't to get rich in 1 year. I don't go into business and say, you know what, next year I want to be rich. I'm going to start a business. Usually you go into business saying, you know what, I want to be successful and retire by the time I'm 45 or 50 or 60 or, you know, I want to do, you know, you're looking at the long-term goal and you're okay walking away from a job to start your business because you were looking at the long-term. But then 6 months or 12 months into business, you forget about the reason why you started it. And because you're in the shit, all you're doing is seeing the shit and then you get frustrated and then you want to quit and give up. But remember, you went into business for the long game anyways because you didn't want to work for somebody else for 30 or 40 or 50 years and then retire. You wanted to start a business and know that within 5, 10, 15 years, this is a business that can now be paying you.
Right.
You own the business rather than being self-employed, so to speak. Right now, me and Kel, just to be quite honest with you, we're still self-employed. We show up every single fucking day and we still do a lot of heavy lifting for our businesses for the check that we take home. But the idea is to continue to grow to the point where we grow out of our business and all we are is the name and the face of the business so that people know us, like us, and trust us, and then they want to do business with us. And we have to get to the point of putting the right people in place to operate our companies on a day-to-day basis so that we can be working on the business rather than in the business. Mm-hmm. And so right now we have to do that kind of a hybrid. We're working in our business every day, but at the same time, we have to work on the business.
We've already been working on just that part for at least 2 years now.
Yeah. You can't transition out of your business fast.
Yeah, because we have to mold the people. Yes. People got to buy into our vision. People got to buy into servicing our clients the way we feel they need to be serviced. Like, there's all these things that you have to make sure are in place before you be like, cool, I trust you guys. You've got this. They you know, you're compensating them exactly what they need and expect and all that in order for you to be like, okay, I can step away and trust you fully while we go work on this part of the business now, which is going to continue to feed this part of the business, right?
We have to make sure the business is operating without us in order to then go out and get more business, because eventually our job is to make sure that our businesses have the most eyeballs that possibly can on it. We need as much attention on our business as we can. The more attention we can get on our businesses, the bigger the business can be. Mm-hmm. But if we're halfway in the business, working in the business, and halfway working on the business, we're not able to get the attention that we need on our companies to get to the scale that we want to get. So we have to transition to be the individuals to bring attention to our companies and trust the people that we put in place to operate those businesses on a day-to-day basis to do their job.
Right.
And everybody's understanding that.
Right.
I've gone around for the last year or so saying, guys, this is the goal. We want to blow this shit out of the water, but this is how we've got to do it. We eventually need to phase ourselves out of the company.
Everybody that wants to be a part of that long term has stepped up, and we've had some great leaders step up, and that's just part of the process. And we still have areas to develop that, and it will happen.
Yep.
You know, it might be a couple more years before we're like fully like, okay, cool, this thing is a well-oiled machine. We can just keep, you know,
focusing
growing
on
our
building
intentions
the growth of the company and getting more attention to it. So.
Good
guys,
shit.
Yeah, it was good. It was good stuff. So hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Please just go into it with a proper mindset. I know sometimes when you're in the middle of dealing with shit, all you could see is shit and you can't even see your hand in front of you. Mm-hmm. And it just feels overwhelming. It feels like there's, you know, no end in sight. Like, you're just not going to be able to make it work. That's just not true. Again, it's just a process of elimination. Continue trying new things. Continue to pivot. Continue to adjust. Try a bunch of different shit. Try some new customer experiences. Throw in an extra t-shirt to gift to a friend if you have it. There's so many different ways that you can just kind of tinker with shit. And then continue to do that for, you know, 6 months and see if giving that extra shirt away or giving those air filters away or the text messages, you know, giving those little teeny little sprinkles of experience of change that they've never felt before, give that time to pan out as well. Give it time to show what it's truly worth, just like you have to give your time a lot of or your business a lot of time to show what it's worth as well. When you try a new project or a new marketing strategy, give it time.
Exactly.
Don't fucking kill it on week one or week two. You don't know yet. Make some pivots and adjustments in your ad settings or whatever it is. But again, guys, if you always have questions or if you ever have questions, excuse me, feel free to reach out to us. Send us a message. We're here for you. We love you guys. We love the support that you guys have shown us. And, you know, we just want you guys to win. It's a stressful thing. It's very difficult. And if your mind's not right in terms of the self-improvement side of things and always trying to grow as an individual, it's going to be very difficult to get through some of those slow times or tough times in business.
Exactly.
And so
lastly, if you know, you guys got value out of this episode, I mean, share it, man. We've been going through this pandemic. A lot of people have been affected. People are looking to shift gears. People are looking for, you know, help in areas like, you know, help us keep spreading the word, man. We want to help as many people as we can. We just want to see people win. And, that's all we ask.
Yep.
Right?
Guys,
give it a rate, give it a review, give it a share.
Do all that, what he said. And watch us on YouTube so you can see our faces, you know. So hope you guys have a kick-ass day. Guys, take care.
Take care.